8 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, and we are in the middle of discussing the dinum of Achokis Nizokin, and our Mishnah taught us Lo Yachpa Adam Bar Samach Habayir Shachaveri Elam Kain Hichem Mikaisel Shachaveri Shloishit Tvachim V'Sab Besid. And the Gemara at the top of Daf Yud Zayin and Beis brought a machlekes between Abayin and Rava in a case of a Balismoich Bitzad Ameitza. If initially Reuven comes and wants to dig a pit right next to the boundary marker or right next to the property line, and at that point Shimon does not have a pit, and Abaye Omar Soymech, Virova Omar Inu Soymech, and Abaye held that you could build the pit right next to the property line, since at that point Shimon does not yet have a pit there, and therefore certainly Reuven is not being Mazik Shimon at any point unless Shimon will actually build a pit. And Rava held that even though Shimon doesn't have his pit yet, Reuven can still not go and initially build a pit, as ultimately Shimon may build his pit there, and it'll come out that Reuven is actually being Mazik Shimon, and therefore even in this case, Reuven has to distance his bar at least 3 tvachim away from the property line. And although at first glance it seemed that Abaye holds that in all cases you could be soymech, and Rava holds that in all cases Reuven cannot be soymech, however the Gemara brought 2 lashonos as to how to learn the machlekes between Abaye and Rava. And the first lashon of the Gemara stated that even Abaye would agree to Rava in a case where the sada is asuya lebayers, then certainly Abaye would agree to Rava that Reuven cannot dig his pit right next to the property line, as certainly Shimon will go and dig his pit, and therefore it will be mazik Shimon. And the only time that there's machlekes between Abaye and Rava is by a sod the she'ein asur lebayis, and in that case Abaye says soymech and Rava says einu soymech, as we explained. However, the Gemara then brought ikad amri that there's another version as to how to explain the machlekes between Abaye and Rava, and this version Rava agrees to Abaye that if there's a sod the she'ein asur lebayis, then certainly if Reuven comes initially to dig his bar, then even Rava agrees that Reuven will be able to dig his pit right next to the property line, and he doesn't have to distance his pit 3 tvachim away from the property line. And the only time there's a machlekes between Abaye and Rava is by a sada hasuya lebayis, and in that case Abaye still says that he could be soymech, and Rava holds that in this case Reuven cannot be soymech, and he must distance his pit 3 tvachim away from the property line. And we already saw that the Gemara tried to bring a raya from a diak from a mishnah first against Rava, and then the Gemara brought an ikad amri and another version where the Gemara tries to bring a raya against Abaye, and our Gemara continues and will try to bring a raya against Abaye according to the second version as to how to learn the machlekes between Abaye and Rava, and the Gemara will try to bring this raya from a brisa. And the Gemara states, Tashma, let us bring a raya against Abaye. And the brisa states, Sel haba b'yadayim, that if someone has a field and right by the border of the field the soil is very soft and it crumbles in a person's hands, and you don't need tools in order to break the soil and to crush up the soil. And as Rashi states, Kakarach hamchachesh me'ilav, so the din is zeh choyfa bar mikan v'zeh choyfa bar mikan, and if either one of the neighbors want to dig a pit, then each one can build a pit. However, when either one wants to build a pit, they have to distance themselves 3 tvachim from the property line. They also have to coat the wall of the pit with lime. And as Rashi says, and therefore we see from this brisa that even if Reuven is the first one that wants to dig a pit, then he still has to be machik his pit 3 tvachim away from the property line. And as we will explain, the Gemara is asking a question on Abaye according to the second version of the Gemara as to how to explain the machlekes between Abaye and Rava. As according to the first version of the Gemara, then we could explain that this Bryce is talking about a sada hasuya lebayis, and in that case even Abaye agrees that you can't be soymech. However, according to the ikad amri of the Gemara, then Abaye always holds that the first person that comes to dig his bar can dig his bar right next to the property line, and even if it's by a sada hasuya lebayis. And lemaisa, this Bryce it tells us that even the first person that wants to build a bar, he has to make sure to distance himself 3 tvachim from the property line. And l'chayr, it's a question on Abaye. And others explain that the Gemara's question on Abaye is even according to Lishna Rishayna, and certainly if the soil of the field is so soft that it breaks apart in a person's hand, then definitely this is a sada that's not a suya lebayis, and therefore even according to the first lashon, the Gemara's question would still apply l'fi Abaye. The Gemara answers Babi Yadayim Shaini that in the Kanami, this brisa is a specific case, and even Abaye agrees to Rava that since the soil of this field is so soft, therefore, even if Reuven is going to be the one that comes to initially dig his pit, he still has to be machrik 3 tvachim away from Shimon's field, as otherwise he is causing direct damage to Shimon's field, as the earth is so soft, and certainly it'll ruin Shimon's field. And the Gemara continues and asks, so the Karla, my Karla, the Lemaisa, when the Gemara asked the question on Abaya, what was the Gemara's Havmina? As certainly the Brisa specifies that we're talking about a specific case of Sela Babi Yadayim, and therefore it's Muchach that the Brisa was actually teaching us a Chiddush, that since it's the Sela Babi Yadayim, therefore, since the ground is inferior and weak, so therefore there would be a requirement to be Machrik, but it's Muchach that if it would not be Sela Babi Yadayim, then there would not be a requirement to be Machrik, and L'chir Le'chach is clear, as if the din would be that if it would be a regular Sada, then there would be a requirement to be Machrik, and L'chir the Brisa should speak about a normal scenario, and that would have been a bigger Chiddush for the Brisa to teach us that even in that case, you have to be Machrik, and L'chir the opposite should be true, and from this Brisa, there should be a Raya to Abaya. If there would be a normal field, then there would be no requirement to be Machrik, and if Reuven is the first person that is initially digging his pit, then he should be allowed to be Samech, as Abaya stated, and the Gemara responds that Ahavmina was that Babi Yadayim Isruchlei, that there was a Chiddush in the Brisa to teach us this din when there's an inferior piece of property and when the soil crumbles very quickly, as the Chiddush would be that Salkadat Chamina, that one may have thought, Kim the Babi Yadayim, Liboyunami Revochetve, and maybe since the soil is so inferior and so weak, so maybe there would be a requirement to even be Machrik more than 3 Tvachim. The Brisa is therefore Mechadish to us that all you have to be Machrik is 3 Tvachim, but in a Chinami, if it would be a normal field, there is certainly a requirement to be Machrik 3 Tvachim, and therefore the Gemara had a question on Abaya, and Kamash Balon that Abaya explains that the Brisa is teaching us that there is only a Chiyuv to be Machrik by a field that is a Shvacha field and whose soil is Selah Babi Yadayim. However, if the field is a normal field, then there is no requirement to be Machrik at all. And we learned this Gemara like Rashi. However, I intasi di maskal hachagasidim besvarim yishonim, Selah Babi Yadayim, etc., where Taisis learns the Sugya differently than Rashi, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara will now continue and ask 9 questions on Rava. And the Gemara begins with its first question on Rava. Tashma, we learned in our Mishnah, Machikan Sagefes, Vesa Zevel, Vesa Melech, Vesa Sid, Vesa Sloim, Kaisli Shil Chaver, Gimel Tvachim, Vesad Besid. And our Mishnah taught us that if someone has olive pulp or fertilizer or salt or lime or flintstones, they must distance these items from the wall of their friends by 3 Tvachim. Or, in the alternative, they could apply lime to their friend's wall. Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, who states, V'sad b'sid, ha-chafira, d'chol ilu mazikin l'kaisel. He learns that the application of sid applied to the wall of the actual ditch that the Gefes Zevel, Melech, Sid, or Stoyim are sitting in. And we continue on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Taimed de Ikka Kaisel, Haleka Kaisel Seimech. And the Mashmais of the Mishnah is that the only reason why Reuven has to machik these items is because it's next to the Kaisel of his friend. And Mashmais Shimon does not yet have a wall there, then Reuven could be soimich these items right next to his area and right next to the property line, and there would be no requirement for Reuven to distance these items 3 tvachim away from Shimon's property line. And before we explain the Gemara's question on Rava, let us point out that even though the Machlekes Abaye and Rava is regarding someone that went and initially dug a pit prior to his neighbor digging a pit, and over here we're talking about the wall of his friend, however the Ritva points out, Bahani kivin shemazikim imakayman kechayfadami, and therefore it's similar to digging a pit, as l'maisa it's weakening the earth and it's weakening the neighbor's property. And as we mentioned, the Gemara will actually be asking 9 questions against Rava, and we will explain this first question in great detail, and then when discussing the remainder of the questions, we will not go through the cheshbon again, as l'maisa the cheshbon will be similar. And the Gemara's question on Rava is as follows, as Bishlema according to the second version as to how to understand the machlekes between Abaye and Rava, then the Gemara doesn't have a question on Rava, as L'maisa, even Rava agrees with his Sada She'ena Asuya L'Bayris, and similarly in the case with his Sada She'ena Asuya L'Kaisel, then even Rava agrees that you could be Seimich if Reuven wants to place his Gefes, Zevel, Melech, etc. right next to the property line of his neighbor's field, then there wouldn't be a problem since his neighbor did not yet build a Kaisel, and we're talking about an area where it's a Sada She'ena Asuya L'Kaisel. However, according to the first Lashon of Agamara, that understood that even Abaye agrees to Rava in a case of a Sada has or in our case, a Sada Hasuya L'Kaisel, that Divya Kol Inus Seimech, and the Machlekes between Abaye and Rava is specifically where the Sada She'ine Hasuya L'Bayris, or in our case, a Sada She'ine Hasuya L'Kaisel, then we can never find a case where Rava holds that you're allowed to be Seimech, and even if Shimon did not yet build his wall, the din should be that Reuven cannot be Seimech. And the Mashmais of our Mishnah is that the only reason why you can't be Seimech is because Shimon already had a wall. wall that was built in his property. However, if Shimon did not have a wall, it's mashma that he could be samech, and therefore there's shver and rava. And the Gemara answers loy, ki leka kaisel nami loy samech, that you can't bring a diak from a Mishnah, as the Mishnah doesn't mean that the only time they have to actually be machik is only where Shimon already had a kaisel, as even if Shimon did not yet build a kaisel, Reuven would not be able to be samech these items, since potentially they will damage Shimon's property, as ultimately Shimon will not be able to build a wall there. And the Gemara explained that if that is the case, and the Mishnah is lav dafka, then ve'elamayka mashmon, why does the Mishnah specifically talk about a case where Shimon already had a wall? And the Gemara answers, hakamashmon, the hani kasha l'kaisel, the Mishnah is just explaining that the reason why Reuven has to be machik is because these items are detrimental and they could damage someone's wall, and therefore even if Shimon did not yet build a wall, you can't place these items next to his field, as they potentially will cause damage to his future wall. And the Gemara continues with its second question on Rava, Tashma, I'll ask you another question on Rava from the next case of our Mishnah, as the Mishnah states, Machikin says Zroim Vesa Machresha Ves Meira Glaim in Akaiso Shleshit Vachim, that Reuven must distance his seeds as well as his plow, as well as Meira Glaim, Ritvachim from the Kaisel of his friend and from the Kaisel of his neighbor. And once again, the Mishnah specifies that we're talking about a case where Shimon already had a Kaisel, and therefore the Gemara asks a similar question, Taima de Ikka Kaisel, and it's Muchach from the Mishnah that the only reason why Reuven has to be Machik these items is because Shimon already had a Kaisel, Haleka Kaisel Samach, and it's Mashma if Shimon did not have a Kaisel, then Reuven could be Samach, and therefore it's a question on Rava, as we explained, and the Gemara answers Loi, that Inachinami, the Mishnah is Lav Dafka, and Kileka Kaisel Nami Loi Samach, and even if Shimon did not yet build a wall, that Reuven cannot be Samach these items next to his field, Velamaika Mashmalan, and why is it that the Mishnah mentioned that there was a Kaisel, and Hakamashmalan, the Matutta Kashal Kaisel, these items all have moisture and all cause damage to a Kaisel, and even in a scenario where Shimon did not yet build a Kaisel, but since these items could have a future detrimental effect on Shimon's Kaisel, therefore Reuven has to be marking these items three tvachim away from their shared property line. And the Gemara continues, Tashma will ask a third question on the Shita of Rava, as the Mishnah continued and stated, that if someone has a millstone, then you have to make sure that the lower millstone, which is wider than the upper millstone by a tefach all around the millstone, is situated at least three tvachim away from Shimon's wall, which would be the same measurement as four tefachim away from the upper millstone, since the upper millstone is a tefach smaller on all sides from the lower millstone. And once again, the Gemara asks the same question, time and ikur kaisel, and it's muach from the Mishnah that the only reason why Reuven has to distance his millstone is only because Shimon already had a kaisel there, and it's muach haleka kaisel samach, that if Shimon did not yet have a kaisel, then Reuven can be samach his millstone right next to the property line. And once again, the Gemara is asking a question on Rava, and the Gemara answers loy, ki leka kaisel nami loy samach, that certainly our Mishnah is lav dafka, and in a chenami, even if Shimon did not yet build his wall, Reuven would not be able to be samech his millstone next to the shared property line that he shares with Shimon. And if so, why does the Mishnah seem to be talking about a case that it was already a kaisel? And how kamashplan the chiddush is the teriyah kashal kaisel, that vibrations caused by millstones are bared for a wall, and that is the reason why Reuven always has to be machik his millstone away from the property of Shimon, as if at some point Shimon decides to build a wall, then the vibrations of Reuven's millstone will be bared and will be detrimental to Shimon's wall. And Rabbeinu Geshem points out that the Gemara's question is that Lemaisa, it seems from the Mishnah that we're talking about a case where Shimon built a wall, and Lemaisa benegay the scenario of a millstone, the Mishnah doesn't mention anything about a wall. And Zok Rabbeinu Geshem, Afagav Leitani Kaisel, Afilu Hachim Mashma, and when the Mishnah stated, Vesurichayim Gimel Menashachav, Shein Dal Menarechav, it means that you could be Machrik Menakaisel. Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll ask you a fourth question on the Shita of Rava, as the last case of the Mishnah was, Vesatana Shleisha Menakalia, Shein Dal Menasafa, that if Reuven has an oven, he has to distance his oven three tvachim away from Shimon's wall, and the three tvachim are measured from the kalya, which is the same measurement as measuring four tvachim from the safa. And we already explained that the kalya and safa were different points on the platform that the oven was placed on. And once again, as Rabbeinu Geshem pointed out, that it's mashma that the three tvachim and the four tvachim that we're referring to are the distance between the oven and the wall of Shimon, and it's mashma that there's already a wall there, and therefore, once again, the Gemara asks on Rava, time of the ikur kaisel, that's mashma from the Mishnah, that it's only because Shimon already built his wall, and therefore you have to distance your oven from his wall, haleka kaisel, but if Shimon did not yet build a wall, samach, it's mashma that you'll be able to place your oven right next to your shared property line with Shimon. And once again, it's shver and Rava, according to the Lishna Kama, as to how we explain the machlekes between Abai and Rava, Once again, the Gemara answers Loi that in the Chinami our Mishnah is lav dafka, and it doesn't have to be that Shimon already had his kaisel there. And even so, Reuben would have to distance his oven from their shared property line. And as the Gemara states, kileka kaisel nami loy samach, and even if Shimon did not yet build his wall, Reuben could not place his oven there. Elamaika mashmalan. So why is the mashmal from the Mishnah that we're talking about a scenario where Shimon actually built his wall? How come mashmalan the chiddush is have lo kashal kaisel was some agers the hani kashal kaisel that the heat of an oven is bad for the wall? Mishnah is teaching us that the reason why Reuben cannot place his oven next to the property line of Shimon is because potentially at some point Shimon will build a wall and the hevel of the oven will be bad and detrimental to the wall of Shimon. And the Ritva is bothered on all of these four terutzim of the Gemara to the questions that the Gemara asked on Rava from our Mishnah. So the Ritva is bothered, although this may be the reason why you can't be seimach these items to a kaisel. Since Rava holds that you can never be seimach these things to a kaisel, and even if the kaisel is not there, so what is the nafkamina to tell us what the reason is? And the Ritva explains, Pirish v'nafkamina the beduchta she'in derech lasis by kaiselim seimach, that even according to the Lishnah Rishonah, that Rava agrees to Abaya that in a case where it's not normal to make a kaisel at all, and it's never the derech to make a kaisel, then certainly in that case, even Rava would agree to Abaya that you could be seimach, and the only reason for these hachakos are because it may damage someone's wall, and that is only in a case where potentially there may be a wall at some later point. And also, let us see the bottom tesis on Daf Yud Zayin Beis, where tesis is on the Gemara's question from the case of the Mishnah Machikas Agefes Vesa Zevel, where the Gemara was medayik time of Ikka Kaisel, Haleka Kaisel, Seimach, and tesis explains Pirish Vikashal Rava, as we explained, and tesis is Vitema, my Kusha, what is the question from this case of the Mishnah? As Hachavade Mutalisma Kishain Kaisel, Shain Mazaklum, that certainly in a case where there is no Kaisel yet, then certainly Rava should agree that it could be Seimach, as these items are not being Mazik the Kaisel yet, and Uchjach Vizelasis Kaisel, Yasis Hagefes, and when his neighbor wants to build his wall, then he will remove these items, and no foul, no harm, and why can't he place these items there in the meantime? Taisus brings two terutzim. Number one, Vishlema, the Haninam Mekalka Zakaka, Viazak Lakaisel Shibana, Afilu Shuv Yasir, that even if you will eventually remove these items, the damage has already been done to the Kaka, and therefore, Rava should hold that you can't be Seimach. V'Oidon Marie, and the restate, the Bechol Eilu Yesh Terech Bisulukan, that in all these cases, there's a Tircha to take these items away and to eventually remove them, and therefore, in a Chinami, even though it's not damaged in the Kaka at this point, but even so, the din should be that you can't be Seimach. As the neighbor has a taina that when I decide I want to put up a wall, you may not remove your items quick enough, and therefore I don't want you to place these items there even l'chatchila. And our Gemara continues, Tashma, and we'll ask a fifth question on Rava from the next Mishnah, Daf Chafar and Beis, as the Mishnah states, Lo yiftach adam chanos shel nachtoimim v'shel tzaboyin tachas yitzor shel chaberi v'lo yiref es baka. And as we will see, people would use their homes for multiple purposes, and they would live there, and they would also make their place of business in their homes. And the Mishnah tells us that a person can open a bakery or a dye factory or a barn or stables underneath the storehouse of his friend. And Rashi explains that there's always a fire that's there and it's constantly hot. Rashi states that is a place where they stored grain as well as oil and wine. And Rashi explains, and by Reuven having a bakery or a dye factory, that will cause damage to Shimon's items that he has in the upper story. And similarly, by Refus Baka, Rashi states that it produces bad smells and bad odors, and that is bad for these items that Shimon has in the attic or in the upper story. We know in Daf Chafa and Beis, the Gemara will tell us, and Taisus therefore asks, if you're telling me that the problem over here is based on the smoke, and we know that smoke is detrimental to wine, because we know that smoked wine is pasul in the sachim, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam explains, the hezek ashen leka, that in our case there is no hezek from the smoke, kiven ikasham tikru maziva, as there is a ceiling that blocks the smoke, and lo yikonah shama ashen, al taimu shehevel mazik zo'itza, and the actual reason for this Mishnah is because of the heat that's being produced by the lower level, and by the bakery and the dye manufacturer, and that's why the Gemara later on will tell us that if the oitzer has wine, then there is no problem, as heat actually is mashpiach yayin. And the Ramban actually learns like Rashi, and he explains v'yesh l'farish t'hai oshen t'hocha lav oshen t'odeh v'godolu she'ayayin mis asher mekach, that the smoke that is referred to in the Mishnah Daf Chafa and Beis is not talking about a lot of smoke, and it's talking about a small small amount of smoke, and in a chenami, that amount of smoke is actually mashpiach yayin. And as Rampan says, avo oshen shu gadol v'todir shayayin nasim ushon lo yutiu l'nesachim shu poigim ayayin v'lo yimashpichoy ayin sham. The Gemara now continues and brings its raya against Rava. Taima de'ika oitza, the only reason why it is in Issa is because Shimon already had a storehouse there. Haleka oitza ovid, and it's mashma, if Shimon did not yet have a storehouse, then Reuven could go and make a refus baka and can make a chanushal nachtemim shal tzabayin. And the Chayyur Rava should say that you can't even do it at that point. Ultimately, Shimon may build an oitza there, and therefore you shouldn't even be able to be samech l'chatchila. And the Gemara answers that although it's true that b'negei asada, Rava holds lo yismaych, and even though you're not damaging your neighbor at this point, you can't use your sada for every type of thing that you want to, as you have to be careful not to be mazik your friend. However, dear Shiny, over here we're talking about someone's residence, and b'negei residence, we didn't make as many rules, and we allow him to use it for many more things, as this was the standard that people will use their homes in order to have panasa as well. And as Rashi states, ve'in lana le'esta di rasi alav, elim kein ha'hezik muchan, we won't atza shtamshis of a person's dira on him, and we will allow him to use a residential property for any use that he wants, unless the hezik is muchan. And we learned to Gemara, like most Rishonim, that the word dira shayni is referring to Reuven, who lives in the lower level, and is using his house as his bakery, and as his dye manufacturing plant, and as his refus baka. However, ayin the Rimagash, who states dira shayni, that's going on the upper level, and claima loy oven inish, the oven based dirase oitza, that's not normal that someone will take their home and turn it into a storehouse. And therefore, we don't say that we have to be choshish that maybe at some point the upper story will become an oitzer. And this is similar to the nafkamina that Ritva gave originally, that nafkamina beduchta she'in derech lasbeik yisalim seimich. And therefore, Rabbi holds in this case, since it's so unordinary for a person to change the use of their home and their upper story to become an oitzer, therefore, as long as the oitzer is not there, you don't have to be choshish that maybe he'll build his oitzer, and therefore, you could be seimich. And the third taisis on the amid, diva mascha leka oitzer avid, having much lishnuya who had in kilek oitzer, loisamich v'hakamashblon, tahani kashil oitzer, that in a chenami we could have given a similar teres that we gave before, that the Mishnah is lav dafka, and the Mishnah is just teaching us that all these items are bad for an oitzer, and therefore you can't be samech these items even l'chathila. And Ayin Ritva brings two reasons why we actually couldn't give the previous teres of the Gemara, and we couldn't say hu adin kileka that loy samech. And the Gemara continues, dekin ami, and I'll bring you a raya that this idea is correct, the Tani Allah, as we learned to the Brisa regarding the Mishnah, im hoisu refes baka kudemus la oitzer mutar, if the stable, or as Taisa says, if the bakery or the dye manufacturing plant was placed there before the oitzer, then it would be mutter for him to do so, and it would also be mutter for him to keep it there even after Shimon turns his upper story into a storehouse. Rashi points out of a cool shara chakas to mastis and leitaniachi, and all prior cases and all other cases of the chakas of our Mishnah, the Gemara did not bring such a brisa and did not mention this idea that as long as the item that you're potentially going to be mazik is not yet built, that you could be seimech. Shma mina hacham shim ledira shayni, and therefore it's muchach that the only reason why we brought this brisa b'negei the Mishnah daf chafer and beis is specifically because this din only applies to the Mishnah daf chafer and beis, because it's talking about a residence and it's talking about a dira person and dira shayni. Aval inach af rishin tzarech lachik, but b'negei all the other dinim, Rav is correct that you still have to be machik even though you're the first one and you're initially putting down these items prior to the other item being built. And l'chur, based on this diuk, why don't we ask this as a question to Abaya and zok toisis in dira maschal deka nami tani ul Abaya loy kasha haydeka. As he doesn't feel that there's a reason to be mechalik between a sada and a dira, ayin sham. And we just brought a raya against Rava from a Mishnah daf chafa and beis, and the Gemara will now continue and bring a raya against Rava from a Mishnah daf chafa and aleph. However, the Mefarshim explained that potentially we should be gurious to Tashma 15 lines in the bottom of the Amid, begin Tashma machikas ilum in abar esam chamesh amo in our spot, and then have this Tashma later. The Mishnah machikas ilum in abar esam chamesh amo is found in Daf Chaf Heim Beis, while our Raya is from Daf Chaf Vav Amid Aleph, and we will learn our Gemara based on the order found in our Gemara. And the Gemara begins, Tashma, let us bring a sixth Raya against Rava, as we learned in the Mishnah, Daf Chaf Vav Amid Aleph, Layita Adam Ilan Samal Chistei Chaveri, Elim Kein Hichuk Menu Dal Amis, that when Reuven wants to plant a tree in his field, that he must distance the tree 4 Amis away from the property line and from Shimon's field, V'tani Allah, and we learned in the Braisa, Dal Amis Sha'amru Kedei Avedi Sakarim, that the reason why you have to distance by 4 Amis is because of Avedi Zakarim and because of Avedi Se'ilon, and they used to plow around a vineyard with a plow, and while they would harvest their grapes, they would go around the vineyard with a wagon, and as Rashi says, V'tzarech le'mokim poni abba And therefore, you have to make sure they had an empty area between your tree or your vineyard and your friend's property line, which was 4 amos wide, in order for it to have space that you were machrisha or your agola did not go into your friend's property and you did not trespass. Gemara's medayik, time of Meshum Kadei Avedis Akarim, the only reason why you have to distance yourself by 4 amos is because of Avedis Akarim, because you may trespass. Halab Meshum Kadei Avedis Akarim Samuch, and it's mashma from the Mishnah that if not for that fact, then you'll be able to be Samuch right next to the property line. And Ba'afagav, the Ikash Roshan, the Kamaski, even though if you plant a tree, eventually the roots will grow for 25 amos, will surely eventually cause damage to Shimon's Sada, as it will impede Shimon's ability to plow his field, and it will also potentially ruin any bar that Shimon is building. And as we know, the Chum hold that a person has to make sure that the Elon is distanced 25 amos from someone's pit. And therefore, we see that since at this moment, Shimon doesn't have a pit in his field, and since at this moment, the roots aren't here, therefore, if not for the fact that Reuben would be trespassing on Shimon's field, then Reuben would be able to plant his tree right next to the property line, and he wouldn't have to be machik, and we have a raya against Rava. Gemara answers, Hachamayaskina de Mafsik Tsumma, that the Mishnah of Chavavim Ralph is specifically talking about a scenario where between Reuben and Shimon's field, there was very hard stone that was underneath the ground, and the roots of the tree would not be able to pass into Shimon's field, and therefore there's no issue based on the actual shrushin of the tree, and the only issue is based on trespass, and therefore the Mishnah teaches us that Reuben has to distance himself for Amos from Shimon's field, because even though there's Tsumma underneath the ground, ultimately in order for Reuben to tend to his field or tend to his vineyard, he'll have to walk into Shimon's property and Reuben will trespass. However, in a chenami, if there wasn't hard rock underneath the ground, then in a chenami, the Rava would be correct that Reuben would actually have to move his Elon 25 Amos away from Shimon's field in order that eventually Reuben is not Mazik Shimon. The Gemara continues, then there are two different ways to understand the next Gemara. Most Achrenim understand the next Gemara as its continuation of the prior Gemara, and Dekanami Diktani, as we bring a raya to the side of Rava, as the Mishnah continues, that if there was a gedda between Reuven and Shimon's field, then both Reuven and Shimon can plant a tree right next to the gate and right next to the fence. And the Gemara's raya is that if we're not going to say that we're talking about a case, the Mafsik Tsumma, and even the Fiyabaya, how could it be that Reuven and Shimon could both plant a tree right next to the fence, if at this point, certainly the second one is causing damage to the first one's trees, and certainly at least the second person should have to be machik his tree at least 25 amis away from the border of his friend's field. And therefore, it's muchach that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the roots of each tree could not get into the other person's field, as it was mafsik tsumma, and it was rock that was beneath the ground that was between Reuven and Shimon's field. Gemara continues, Ihachi, if you're telling me that the Mishnah is talking about a case where it's mafsik tsumma, a masefa, let us see the safe of that Mishnah. The Mishnah continues, Reuven plants a tree and then his roots go into his neighbor's field, then Shimon has a right to cut off all of those roots up to a depth of 3 tefachim. The reason is, and this way it won't impede his ability to plow his own field. And the Gemara now asks, if you just explained that the Mishnah Daf Chavav is specifically talking about a case where it's mafsik tsumma, then how could it be that the roots of Reuven's tree would actually enter into Shimon's property? And the Gemara answers, Hachikama, that in the Chinami, the Mishnah over there is talking about two scenarios, and the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about a case of Mafsik Tsumma, and then the Mishnah continues and states, V'ilav Tsumma, and if there wasn't Tsumma that was underneath the Kaka between Reuven and Shimon's field, and V'hayushrosh of Yoitzel Notech Shechaveri, and the roots of Reuven's tree was entering into Shimon's property, then my Mishleisha Tvachim Kadesh Le'akav HaMachresha, so Shimon has a right to cut off those roots. And as we mentioned, some learn Akamara differently, and the Mashal states that we should be Gurus right before the words Hayegedabin Taim Tashma, and this is actually a new question that the Gemara asks from the continuation of the Mishnah Daf Chavav, and the Mishnah asks Hayegedabin Taim Zesaymach Legedemikan Zesaymach Legedemikan, and the Gemara's question is once again on Rava that how could you be Saymach, and the Gemara answers Hachinami B'tzumma, then in this case we also talk about a case of Tzumma, and then the Gemara continues and discusses the Sefer of the Mishnah. Lefid Mashal, this would be the 7th question on Rava, and now we continue with Tashma, and either it's the 7th or 8th question on Rava. And the Gemara now brings a raya from a Mishnah on the Chafeim Beis. As we already mentioned, some agurus this Tashma prior to the previous Tashma that brought a raya from the Mishnah on the Chafavim and Aleph. And this Mishnah is the famous Mishnah that brings down the machlekes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yisi. If the din is ala mazik lahachik atzmai, or if the din is ala nizik lahachik atzmai, and the Tanakhama states machikin se'ilu minabar esem chamishama, that if Reuven wants to plant a tree, then he has to distance his tree 25 5 amos from Shimon's bar. Once again, the Gemara brings a diuk and brings a raya against Rava as time of the Ikka bar, and it's mashma that the only reason why you have to be machik Elon is because Shimon already had his bar in his property, Haleka bar samach, but it's mashma that Shimon did not yet have his bar, then Reuven would be able to be samach his Elon right next to the property line, and l'chur, it's a question of Rava. And once again, the Gemara answers, loi ki leka bar nami lo samach, that really your diuk is incorrect, and the Mishnah over there is lav dafka, and in reality, the Tanakhama holds that even if Shimon did not yet dig his bar, then Reuven would still have to distance his tree 25 amos from Shimon's field, even though the Mishnah stated, machikin se'ilon min abar esim v'chamish amo, v'hokamashmo, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, that ad chafei amo, ozli shroshim v'maskil bar, that up until 25 amos, that the roots of a tree will travel and be mazik abar. The Gemara continues, and yes, and Rava, ihochi, if you're telling me that even in a case where the bar is not yet there, that Reuven cannot be samech his tree, so im seifa, let us see the seifa. The Mishnah states, v'im ilon kodam, that if Reuven planted his tree prior to Shimon digging his bar, then lo yokos, then Shimon cannot force Reuven to cut down his tree, and therefore the Gemara is v'id lo yisamo chech mishkachas lo. And if Rava is correct that even in a case where Shimon did not yet dig his pit, that it's still also for Reuven to plant his tree, then how could it be that Reuven does not have to cut down his tree, as l'maisa Reuven planted this tree be'issa, and he should have to cut it down? And as Rashi states, ilay sama chech mishkachas lo de ilon kadam, how would it be that Reuven actually planted this tree, be'ish lo kadin samach, and if Reuven did so, shalay kadin, amay lo yokas, then why wouldn't he have to cut it down? Ma'ali bo kadam de tani kaitzitz, umayshna ilon kadam de tani lo yokas, as l'maisa in either scenario, Reuven did not have a right to plant this tree, and therefore he should have to cut it down. The Gemara answers, "Could Amar Papa lekeach hachinam belekeach?" As we will see on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Rav Papa will respond that we're talking about a case of a lekeach, and our scenario we're also talking about a case of a lekeach. Rashi explains that Reuven did not actually plant this tree beisa, and the case is Adam shenata ilam techsadeu, that Reuven owned an entire sada, and he planted this tree right in the middle of his sada, and therefore he didn't do anything beisa. Va'akim mocha chetzis sadeu leishacher, and then he sold half of his field to Shimon who bought a kech v'chaf a bar, and at that point Shimon went and dug a bar. Ein zetzarch lokat ilan shenatar b'shusai. So certainly in this case, Reuven, who is the seller, doesn't have to cut down his tree, and certainly at the time that he planted his tree, he did so beheta, since he owned the entire parcel of land. In Rashi's example, Reuven only sold part of the sada to Shimon. However, Ein Rabbeinu Geshem on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, who explains, going to have mikara ilan v'asada l'adam echad u'machu l'shnei b'di adam, and l'echad However, in a normal scenario, the Bala Ilan cannot be samech to the Meitzah, and in the if you do so, then the Bala Bar could force him to cut down his tree. The Gemara continues, Tashma, and the Gemara once again will bring a raya against Rava, and either this will be the 8th raya against Rava or the 9th raya against Rava. And keep in mind that although this raya is from a Mishnah Daf Chafei Amud Aleph, however certainly this raya is the last raya of the series of rayas, as after Taisus is Meirich as to the Pshat in our Gemara based on Shitas Rashi, Taisus asks a few questions on Rashi, and in the bottom Taisus on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Taisus states, "V'oy de lama himtin lahavi Mishnah Zu de Mishnah V'yerek Bachreina Hamukdam Mishnah Seinu," and Taisus asks that why would the Gemara bring the raya from the Mishnah of Yerek, and it brought it last, even though it actually comes prior to the other Mishnayos, as it's on Daf Chaf Hayom and Aleph, and we already brought Rayas from Mishnah Daf Chaf Hayom Beis, as well as the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Hayom and Aleph. And our Gemara continues, Tashma, let us bring a Raya against Rava from the Mishnah Daf Chaf Hayom and Aleph, as the Mishnah states, Machikin sa Mishra min a Yerek, vesa Krisha min a Betzolim, vesa Chadol min a Dvarim. And Rashi explains, as a Mishra, Mayim shesherim beis a Pishton, it's referring to a pool of water where they would soak their flax, and this process would soften the flax. And as Rabbeinu Geshem on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis points out, Mayim Suchin Shesherim Ben Pishton V'Kashul Yerek, and it's detrimental to vegetables. It could Amri Mishra Shemechapsim V'Sherim Ben Asabegadim, and some say we're referring to a pool that they would soak clothing in while they were laundering their clothing. And in either case, since this pool of water is detrimental to vegetables, therefore you have to be Machikin as a Mishra Ben Yerek. And Similarly, the Mishnah teaches us as Akrishim and Abitzolim that if Reuven wants to plant leeks in his sada, he has to distance it from the onions of his friend's sada, as leeks damage onions and they cause them not to be as sharp. And Besachadim and Advayim. And similarly, if Reuven has mustard plants, he has to distance them from his friend's beehives. And Rashi explains Besachadim and Advayim, Sha'ichlan Sachadol, as the bees will eat the mustard plant, and we will see if we're talking about the seeds or the leaves, and this will be a topic of the Gemara Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. And because the mustard has a very strong taste, and causes their mouths to be very sharp, and it doesn't taste very good to them, and therefore they go and eat their own honey, and that of course is Mazik, the owner of the beehives, as his main profits comes from the honeycombs that the bees produce. And once again, the Gemara's Medayik, time of the Ikayarik, that the only reason why you have to remove and you have to distance your Mishrim and the Yarik, or your Krishim and Absalom, or the Chadom and Advarim, is only because the Yarik was already there, or because the Betzalom was there, or because the Advarim was already there, Halekhi Yarik Samach. But if the vegetables weren't there in the case of the Mishra, or if the Betzalom weren't there in the case of Krishin, or if the Advarim weren't there in the case of Chadol, then there is no requirement to distance these items, and you could be Semichit right next to the property of your friend. And once again, there is Shver and Rabba who hold that a Mazik can never be Semich, even though the Nizik's items are not yet there. Once again, the Gemara states, Loi Kileka Yarik Nami Loi Samach, that the Diyak from this Mishnah is not correct, and really the Mishnah is Nav Dafka, and even if the Yarik would not be there, then you can't be Semich in Mishra, and even though the onions are not there, you cannot be Semich Leeks, and even though the bees are not there yet, you cannot be Semich Adol next to your friend's field. Once again, the Gemara is bothered, so why does the Mishnah specifically state, Machikas HaMishra Min HaYarik V'Sakrishim HaBesolim V'Sakhadom HaDvarim, which is Mashma, these things were already there, and V'Hakam Mashma, and the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, the Hanei Kashu HaDadi, Mishra is bad for Yerakais, Krishin is bad for Betzolim, and Chadol is bad for Dvarim. The Gemara continues, Ihochi, if this is true, Eimah Sefer, let us see the Sefer, Rabbi Yisi Mata B'Chadol, Mepteish Yochel Leim Loi, Atcha Atayim Loi, Hachi Chadloch Min Dvarai, Hachi Dvarcho Min Chadloi, Shabayis V'Oichlis Laglu Chadloi. Although Rabbi Yisi may agree to the Mishnah, B'negei Mishra and Yerek, and B'negei Krishin and Betzolim, however, Rabbi Yisi argues with Tanakama, and he says that Reuven, who is the Baal Chadol, can plant his Chadol right next to the property line, and he doesn't have to distance himself away from Shimon's beehives and away from Shimon's bees, as Reuven can taina to Shimon that just like you have a taina to me that I should move my mustard away from your beehives as my mustard is damaging your honeycombs. However, I have the same taina to you that your bees are coming and eating my mustard plant, and therefore you should move your beehives away from my mustard plants. And we explain laguli chadloi as mustard plants, and the Gemara will discuss that what part of the mustard plant is it that the bees are actually eating and the bees are actually damaging, and the Gemara will have a shaila if this is referring to the seeds of the mustard plant or if it's referring to the leaves of the mustard plant. And keep in mind that although it seems from Rabbi Yisi that he's saying that both Reuven and Shimon are considered a mazik, and therefore Reuven has a claim to Shimon that not only am I a mazik, but you also mazik me, and therefore you can't force me to move my chadol. But as we will see on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara will ask that l'chayr Rabbi Yisi is of the opinion al nizik l'hachik esatzmai, and even without the svarad Rabbi Yisi just brought, Rabbi Yisi should still hold that Reuven could say to Shimon that you have to move your beehives as yours and nizik, and al nizik l'hachik esatzmai. And as we will see, the Gemara will ask that Rabbi Yisi should even be chaylik on the first two cases of the Mishnah as well, and he should be matter that Reuven can plant his Mishra right next to the Yarek of Shimon, and Reuven can plant his Krishin right next to the onions of Shimon, and it's al nizik l'hachik esatzmai. And we will get to this on the bottom of Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we continue on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and the Gemara now asks for Idlei Samach that if Rav is correct that the Baal Chadol cannot initiate placing his Chadol next to someone's field, even though that person doesn't yet have beehives there, so if so, Hechem Mishkachas Law, how can you find the case of Rabbi Yisi where it seems that Reuven already placed his Chadol plants in this area, if certainly he had no right to do so? And as Rashi says, that Shimon could be Ma'akev, that Reuven should not place his Chadol in that area. And the Gemara answers, Amar Papa B'lekeach, that Rav Papa states that we're talking about a case where Reuven actually placed his Chadol in this area prior to selling this property, and of course at that point he had a right to place his Chadol in this area, and Reuven then sold part of the property to Shimon, and Shimon now wants to place a beehive in that area, and therefore Rabbi Yisi says that Reuven could tie into Shimon, since I originally placed my Chadol here beheta, therefore just like you tie into me that I should move my Chadol, I tie into you that you should keep your beehives away from my Chadol, as your bees are also causing damage to my Chadol. And the Gemara continues, Ibulakech, if you're explaining that the Mishnah Daf Chafei is speaking about a case where Reuven sold part of his field, then L'chir, in the first two cases of the Mishnah, in the case of Mishra and Yarek, Pasuk and the case of Krishim and Abitzolim are also talking about a scenario where Reuven actually placed these items in his field, Beheter, and therefore the Gemara asks, my time with Rabbanon, why would it be that Rabbanon would argue on Rabbi Yisi, and how could it be that it would say it would be Asa at all, as certainly if Reuven did this Beheter, how is it possible that we would force Reuven to move away from Shimon's vegetables, or from Shimon's onions, or from Shimon's beehive, if Reuven was there Beheter? And the Gemara continues and asks a second question, V'oid, my time with Rabbi Yisi, and what is the reason for Rabbi Yisi that he only argues on Rabbanon in the last case of the Mishnah, afil Mishav Yarkanami, that L'chari Rabbi Yisi should argue on Rabbanon, even in the case of Mishav Yarka, and even in the case of Krishna and B'tzalim, and as Rashi states, V'oid, my time with Rabbi Yisi, the loy polig ela b'chadol, the time Mishum Tavar Mazikanein, and why does he have to give a reason? Because both of them mazik each other, V'lufil Gnami B'mishav Yarek, L'chari Rabbi Yisi should argue even by Mishav Yarek, and even though they're not being mazik each other, L'maisa, since Reuven placed his flax there, and he placed his leeks there, Beheta, so L'chari Reuven should be able to leave these items there, and why would Rabbi Yisi agree to the Tanakama in these cases? And the Gemara answers, Amar Ravina, Ravina states, Kasav Rabbanon ala mazik l'hachar kasatzmai, the Rabbanon hold that even if the mazik does something bereshus, and for example, in our scenario, where Reuven owned the entire field at the time they placed the Mishra there, or the Krishin, or the Chadol, but even so, once Reuven sold this field to Shimon, and Shimon now plants vegetables, or plants onions, or places beehives in his field, then Reuven is the one that's responsible to remove his hezek, and he can't be mazik Shimon. I and Mepharshim will discuss that why would this be different than the Mishnah that we had on Daf Chafei and Beis, where the Mishnah stated, Machikin Se'ilu Menabar, Esav Chomish Amo, the Mishnah then stated, Vim Ilum Kadam Lo Yakutz, and we explained that we're talking about a case where Shimon bought the field after Reuven already planted the tree, and even so, Reuven could leave his tree there, and he doesn't have to cut it down, even though L'chir, we should say a similar svara, that Al Mazik L'Hachik, just like we mentioned in our Gemara, and L'chir, he should have to cut down his tree, and Reuven should have to distance his tree by 25 Amis away from Shimon's bar. And Ayin Dertva, who explains that Rabban was specifically Mekel B'negei Elonis, and he brings down from the Rishalmi that trees are important for Yishuva Ilam, and therefore the Rabban were Mekel B'negei trees, and they said that even though that you are the Mazik, and even so, you still don't have to cut down your tree, since you planted your tree, Beheta Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Mechlad Rabbi Yisi Saval, Nizik L'Hachach Esasmai, and therefore it's Muchach that Rabbi Yisi is arguing on the Tanakama, because he holds that the Nizik has a responsibility to Machik himself, and to distance himself, and since the Mazik was there Bershus, therefore it's the Nizik's responsibility to move his items. And the Gemara therefore asks, Eyal Nizik, Afilu Mishav Yarka Nami, if Rabbi Yisi holds that it's the Nizik's responsibility, and not the Mazik's responsibility, so why Rabbi Yisi only argue in the case of Chadol, if L'Chari should argue even by the case of Mishra and Yaakov, as well as by the case of Krishin and B'tzolim? The Gemara therefore states, Elohim Rabbi Yisi Nami ala Mazik Sfirli, that really Rabbi Yisi holds that al Mazik l'hachik kazatzmai, v'hari kamalu Rabbi Yisi Rabbanon, and Rabbi Yisi is tying to Rabbanon, that tenich Mishra Yaakov, the hani maski hani, v'hani le maski hani, that although I'll agree to you by the case of Mishra Yaakov, and by the case of Krishin and B'tzolim, but that's because the Mishra is damaging the vegetables, and the leeks are damaging the onions, therefore, even though the Mazik placed these items there beheta, but he still has to move them, as l'maisa, the din is ala mazik l'hachrich zatzmai. However, Rabbi Yisi says to Rabbanon, el chadol advarim tavar maske adadi, b'negei chadol advarim, they'll both be mazik each other, and therefore, since Reuven had a right to plant the chadol there, so Reuven could say to Shimon that I don't have to move my chadol, and you have to distance your advarim. The Gemara responds, Rabbanon advarim l'chadol le'maskele, and Rabbanon hold that bees do not damage chadol, as ibe binta le'mishkachasle, as if we're talking about the advarim eating the mustard seeds, they won't even be able to find the mustard seeds, as the mustard seeds are covered when it's growing, and therefore they won't damage the mustard seeds. It can't be that the reason why the bees will actually eat their own honey is because they'll eat the mustard seeds at Ibit Tarfa. And if we're talking about a case where the bees will actually eat the leaves of the mustard seeds, hard to pari, but lamaisa, we cannot consider that an actual damage, as the leaves will regrow, and therefore there won't be any hezek. The Gemara continues, V'sar Rabbi Yisi ala mazik l'hachik sasmai, that you just explained, Rabbi Yisi hold that generally we say that the mazik has to be machik himself, but we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Chafei Amud Beis, Rabbi Yisi argues in Tanakama, and he holds that Afal Pisha Bar Kedemus Leilon Lo Yakut Shezech Chayv B'Teich Shaloi V'Zenei Teah B'Teich Shaloi, that even if Shimon dug his pit before Reuven planted his tree, that Reuven does not have to cut down his tree, because a person has a right to use his property in any way that he wants, and if the neighbor will be damaged, then the neighbor has a responsibility to move his item, and it's Al Nizik L'Hachik Zatzmai, and therefore how could it be that we explained our Mishnah that Rabbi Yisi holds Al Mazik L'Hachik Zatzmai, and of course if Rabbi Yisi holds Al Nizik L'Hachik Zatzmai, then certainly if Rabbi Yisi argues on the Tanakama B'negei Chadol and Dvarim, he should also argue on Tanakama, the Negei Mishra and Yerek and Krishan and Betzalim, and all cases we should say Al Nizik Lahachikas Atzmai. The Gemara states that in Chanami Al Loilim Rabbi Yisi Al Nizik Svirle. Certainly Rabbi Yisi holds Al Nizik Lahachikas Atzmai Ol Dvarin Rabbanan Kamalu, and he was actually responding to Rabbanan based on their own shita, and he's stating as follows: Lididi Al Nizik Lahachikas Atzmai VaFilu Mishra Yaker Loi Bayruchuke. That certainly since I hold Al Nizik Lahachikas Atzmai, therefore I argue with the Tanakama in all the cases of the Mishnah and of Chafeir and Aleph, and I argue in Tanakama not only in the case of Chadal and Dvarim, but also in the case of Mishra and Yaakov and Krishan and Betzalim. And in all cases, the Mazik doesn't have to be Machik, and the only one that has a responsibility to Machik is the Nizik, El Lidchur Dar Misu Al Mazik. But according to your Shita, that you hold Al Mazik Lachakatzasmai, so Tenech Mishra and Yaakov. So the first two cases of the Mishnah are Mishra and Yaakov and Krishan and Betzalim, we understand the Hani Maski Hani, Vahani Le Maski Hani, as only the Mishra that damages the vegetables, and it's only the leeks that damages the onions. However, Basi says to Rabbanon, in the case of Chadol and Dvarim, if Reuven planted his Chadol beheta, then how could it be that the Baal Dvarim will force the Baal Chadol to move his Chadol if Lemaisa, the Baal Dvarim, is also being mazik the Baal Chadol, as the bees are also eating his mustard plant? The Gemara continues, Rabbanon and Rabbanon hold Dvarim l'Chadol l'maskele, and they argue be soyed on Rabbasi, and they hold that the bees do not damage the mustard plant, as Ibe Binta, as if we're talking about the seeds of the mustard plant. And we continue on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, Lo Mishkachesle, the bees will not find this mustard seed, as that is actually covered up by the stem of the mustard plant. And Ibe Tafa, and if Rabbasi is talking about the damage that the bees will do by eating the leaves of the mustard plant, Hadapari, that is not considered a hezek, as ultimately they grow very quickly and they will regrow, and therefore that's not considered a hezek. As Rashi says, Lo Mishkachesle Hadvayra, Lefishu Tom Bishabitai, Rashi states, Ibe Tafa, Vimyechla Allah, Hadapari, Chayzav Tzemeach, and the Rishonim are bothered that in the Chanami the leaves may grow back, but immediately the bees will go and eat the leaves once again, and therefore he's being mazik the Baal HaChadol. The Ramban explains that since the leaf is very sharp, v'tamoy oisa pam achas, and the bee already tasted it one time, shuv lo yoichlu menu, so he won't go and re-eat the leaf. U'mikol mokem husku advarim ba'isa achila, shechayzus v'ichlu ses divshon ayin sham. And Ayin Rashbo points out that Rabbi Yesi's lashon is shebois v'ichlis, and it's mashma that they keep coming and eating these leaves, and it isn't a one-time event. And the Rashba brings two terutzim, and the second terutz is inami yishlema de'ikar tafalei mahanya al-lahogan al-givulei achadol, that certainly the main value of a mustard plant is for the seeds, and the leaf is only there to protect the seed. And even though the bees will eat the leaves, however, kivin shebechol eish yechlo chayzu upayar b'chol eish tumegin, therefore ultimately the seeds will be protected ve'in kad nezek, and there won't be any hezek, and we will stop over here.